Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 647. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Another hot day.
It's spicy outside already. Humidity through the roof. It rained last night.
Yes.
It's going to be a damp one out there.
At least you don't have to cut your grass today.
It's true. That is true.
Update, I did get to cut my grass on Monday.
So you have everything all the way cut now?
Yeah. And you know, I'm probably going to need to go back over it sometime this week and cut it again.
Yeah.
Because it was so long, some of the pieces got pushed down by the wheels of the lawnmower. And so when I was driving through the other day,
you got like weird tall sprouts.
I see some spots here and there, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to go back and cut again.
Yeah, I've been there. This is probably the best I have ever done manually mowing the yard, like without the robots. This is probably the best I've ever done at keeping it up. Like I've really been on top of it. Pay attention to the weather. If it looks like it's going to rain on the weekend, I find a way to squeak one in before. Like I've really tried to stay on top of it. Both my neighbors have let theirs go longer.
Yeah. So are you doing 24 hours dry or 48 hours dry?
Just the touch. So I put on my like muck boots and I just walk around to see what kind of water I get on my feet. Because the back of my yard is real shady, like real shady. So sometimes it doesn't matter how long it's been, it'll still stay wet.
Yeah.
So I just do the feel test, just walk around, see how it feels. A lot of times if it's close, I can start the front yard. And by the time I get done with the front yard, as long as it's hot outside and the sun's blazing, then the back will be ready. Because it's the last part that I mow. So I do the front, then the back half of the front half of the back, and then I do the back. And the back is where it's shady.
Gotcha.
So, but yeah, it's more of a feel. Because like a light rain and it's fine, but a heavy rain sometimes, even in 2 days, it's still not dry back there. But yeah, it looks nice.
Luckily, my backyard doesn't grow like that in some of the spots. Like one half does, the other half doesn't. One half, there's no gravel. The half that has the gravel that's underneath it, it doesn't grow.
I hate the mowing, but just trying to do a better job with it.
Interesting. There's people who just do that for a living. All they do is just cut grass.
I tell you, it's tough on your body.
Mm-hmm.
Beating you around. Beating you off, you know?
Yeah, the vibrations constantly on your back and legs and head. Always having to wear earmuffs and plugs.
I just want to publicly say that I invited a friend of the show, Marshall 205, to be on this morning, and he's not here.
Of course. Sleeping.
This is what he said. I'm not getting up that early. And I said, yeah. I mean, because adults wake up that time, you know, just normally.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, I might be on because I'm already going to be up anyways. And I said, okay. And then we were going. He said, I'm not going to be on unless I'm already up. Because he wouldn't commit to not being on, but he was never going to be on.
Mm-hmm.
I just say that so everybody knows that he's weak.
Yeah. No
he's
commitment.
Not mentally strong enough. Yeah.
And he was wanting to be the third person on here, too. And we don't adjust.
You know, it's actions.
Yeah. We're not going to adjust our time just for one person.
He wants to record like 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock at night?
Morning.
No, you're always got stuff to do.
Yeah, I'm a grown person.
Yeah, in Titans.
I can't be out here just recording in the middle of the afternoon.
And Titans season's about to come up. So you can't record at 10 because you guys usually leave at 10.
Yeah, he's horrible. That's all I need you to know.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a good person, you know?
Well, I noticed you guys haven't been getting to play that much because he was out of town. For work.
Yeah, he had to go out of town for work, and I've just been building Lego. So we can talk about it now or later, but I've been putting together a bunch of sets, just relaxing.
Now, do you have like a specific table you do it on, or do it on the couch, on your lap, or?
I'm on the couch, and then I have two. If it's a smaller set, I have a little old typewriter table that's on wheels that I use, and if it's a bigger set, I have a table that's designed for puzzles that has the pull-out drawers.
Nice.
And it's big, and I use it. So it just depends on the size of the set.
Now are you putting together like newer sets or like older and newer?
Everything I'm putting together is for the most
Most
part
part
new.
new.
Like, I haven't put together anything that's more than like a year old, I don't think.
Yeah, I haven't put together a lot of the newer sets, but I was talking to someone at work who's been putting together newer sets, him and his wife. I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago, one of the officers and his wife just now got into Lego set in January. Now they've been going crazy. And he was talking about how he feels weird because he's never done Lego. So he's like, he has extra pieces all the time. And
Oh yeah.
he's like,
Here's
there's
something
five or
about
six extra pieces. And it makes him feel like he's missing. Like, where am I missing to put this on somewhere? And
he just needs to do more sets, and you get a real understanding for what they give you extra of.
It's usually the same type of pieces.
Yeah, so it's like it's always the most of the small pieces or the super unique pieces.
Yeah, the little one brick stud, like the light or the white piece or the
Yeah, it's
black.
almost always that, or like the little one slope ones. Like, it's always stuff like that. So, if you don't see anything weird, like they're not giving you an extra, like, 1x4. Like, if you have that, you screwed up somewhere. But I will say it is significant how many extra pieces I feel like I've been getting compared to how much it used to be. Like, I had to get an actual Ziploc baggie to put them in on the Pac-Man. Not the Pac-Man, the question mark block. I had a ton of extra pieces. And something I just put together the other day had a significant amount of extra pieces, and I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, he put together the big Rivendell, the Lord of the
Yeah,
Rings
that's a
Rivendell
cool
set,
set.
and he said there was like 15, 16 just small little pieces, just extra. And he was like,
Yeah.
I feel like I'm missing something. I'm like, no, that could be right because of how many pieces that thing has in it.
I saw a girl on TikTok. She takes all her extra pieces and puts them in like a coffee can. And once the coffee can was like full, I'm sure you could go through there and actually make some things.
Oh, yeah, you could probably do like the little picture frame studs and just make a
Yeah.
picture out of it.
I've been putting together the Animal Crossing sets, and I went through the extra pieces for those, and I had three of the same flowers plus like a flower base, and was able to do a whole extra flower just from extra pieces
Yeah,
from the
hold on, wait
different
a minute.
sets.
You just said sets. The last time we talked, you only had one.
Oh, I sets,
You have
multiple
now. Yeah,
sets.
now you went about more. You caved in.
Yeah, well, it doesn't make sense to have one.
Yeah, it does. You could just have
No, that's
one.
weird. It's okay to have one if you're not gonna put them together. We're gonna put them together and display one Animal Crossing set.
Well, you got the one, the Nook's
Yeah.
Cranny, Tom Nook's.
Yeah. It's weird to just have one. Now I have like basically all of them.
You went crazy.
I've put together the Dodo Airlines.
I like that one. That
That
one's pretty good.
one's great. The Dodo's a great minifig. Are you pulling it up?
Yeah.
You want to share your screen here? I'll go through the ones. I didn't play anything of substance. I played Party Animals and Rocket League once.
Here's.
Yeah, so I have put together, you see the little Celeste one, the fourth one there? I put together
Stargazer
that one.
says.
It's a $10 set.
Surprised you put that out. I'm surprised you even got that one.
Yep, found it for $7.99. Put it
Okay.
together. Put together the one that's Nook's Cranny and Rosie's house.
I like the Nook's Cranny. Then you got
All right,
Tom
let's drop
Nook.
down the next line to the truck and the trailer. I put together that one, 77054. That one's awesome.
You get this one
I
yet?
have, I don't have that one yet. I still need to buy it, which is the Cap'n's boat. The one you're on now, which is Isabella's house, I have not put it together yet. I don't have that one, which is Bunny's Outdoor Activities. I still have to buy it. It's actually cheap. I think it's like 14 bucks.
Rosie's Garden.
That's part of the Nook's Cranny set.
Okay.
So if you
Got
go
that.
down, don't have the cabins. If you go down, there's a picture that has a bunch of them on it. See the, yeah, that one. So I have the Julian's birthday party, which is the top one. That's one that we haven't seen yet, and the picture stayed tiny. So I still need the bunnies and I need the captains. I have those other three.
Yeah, because they went crazy with there's like almost 20 sets now.
Yeah, it's basically what my jam looks like there. I just got the KK Slider one. I just got that one. So let me tell you about that set. That set was $80 for the Town Hall one. Click on that one, the little crappy one where it says Brick Economy. That one, click on that one and I'll keep talking real quick. That set was $80 for the one that came with KK Slider. And then Amazon marked it down to $50 regular price, and then they put it on Prime days for 30% off. So I think I got it for like 30 bucks.
Dang.
So it was a super hot deal on that. I think the Animal Crossing ones aren't selling good because I keep finding them on sale, which is why I keep buying them.
Gotcha.
The little one you have pulled up was one of those make and take events at the Lego store. It was the first Animal Crossing house, and it sucks, and it's not to scale with the other ones, but I want it. And I could only find like two of them on eBay, and they're kind of high. Also, I have that one
You
there,
got the poly bag.
Maple's Pumpkin Garden. There's two poly bags. There's also Beach Fun with Julianne or Julian, which I don't understand about it is she has two sets. All the characters in Animal Crossing, and they've already repeated one. And then they have two new sets coming out. One is like a three pack of houses or a two pack of houses, and the other one is Blather's Museum.
Father's Museum looks pretty good. I like that one.
Yeah, so there's two more sets coming. And I think I still have three sets I need to get. I need to get Bunny, Able Sister Stores, and yeah, there's that KK Slider one. And then the Bunny's Outdoor Adventure thing. Oh, those are the three new ones. There's also that little house there.
Yeah.
So
With
there's three new ones.
the dog dude.
So what I did was I searched people who are actually taking the sets and building like small little Animal Crossing islands where from the front it looks like a fully populated island, and it made me just feel like I should have them all.
See, I almost want to get him just to have the minifigures.
That's why I'm buying them. So my plan one day is to, when I finish these and I don't want them on display anymore, I'll probably sell the sets and keep all the minifigures. The minifigures are so awesome. That Tom Nook minifigure is like maybe one of my favorite minifigures.
Yeah, because I thought either I just buy the sets or do I buy the just the minifigures?
You buy the sets, and I'll tell you why, because I went to look at the minifigures and like KK Slider is like $26.
Ooh.
And I think I paid 30, like 34 for the whole set. And then I got the joy. I'll tell you, it's hitting me the same way video games did, where I've talked about it before, but there's something about a short, like 2, 3 hour video game. There's something to these like Animal Crossing Lego sets because they're quick. They're like 30-minute builds, and it feels nice to like start and finish. I'm working on the Fun Hole, the Lumi Bricks, the Farmer's Market, the farm store. I'm building on it for 2 days. So it starts to wane on you a little bit. That Goldie's house set 7705849 pieces. That's a 15-minute build.
Is.
That's gonna feel so good. And look at Goldie in that sweet ass striped dress slash shirt.
And see,
Dude,
these the way they did the figures on these is just perfect because they have that and they have the
it
right heads.
suits. They have the correct Lego bodies, but then they have the real Animal Crossing heads. Now, I've talked about it before that I didn't like it with Disney, but that's because all the Disney heads aren't that way in real life. But these are all that way. It's like the Simpsons. They're like proportionate to what they are. See that little setup there? It's like tight and compact, but they have everything laid out. That looks like somebody threw up bricks, but that other one looked nice. Now people are doing full big giant setups, and I can't do all of that, but I do like the idea of like kind of laying them out. They are modular, so if you look at that set there, like they're made to clip together. So all of them have these little circular bases that have attachment points on them, and you can kind of put them however you want them. The Dodo Airlines is a great set too.
It is. I like that one.
Yeah, I'm excited about them. I still hate that they're fronts only. I still would encourage people to not buy them because they're fronts only. But I'll be honest with you, if you don't buy them, I can't, there'll be no more for me.
Look how good those.
But those Able Sisters, yeah, I don't have
Yeah.
that. They're so good. The minifigures are so good.
Yeah, they are. They
Well,
almost.
the Town Hall one was $30, came with three minifigures. It comes with KK Slider and two others.
They could have almost just, done, how the minifigure lines is just ones of Animal Crossing.
They should have done it when the set came out, because I think it would have got helped get people into the sets. The people who just collect minifigures. And there's enough random animals that they could have. So yeah, I have sets now. And because I didn't play any video games while we're talking about it, I also got the Disney Walt Disney 100, the Disney 100 camera that came with Tiny Walt Disney set.
Yeah.
I got that also. It was $60 instead of 100 on Prime Days. Thought that was a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I like this one. This was one of the ones I thought about maybe getting, but then I didn't get it.
Can you
It
grab the
just
set numbers so people know what we're talking about?
43230.
Yeah, so I bought that one. A friend of the show, Marshall 205, got it as well. And then I bought the Fun Hole farm set, the farm store. That's the one I'm in the middle of putting together now. I will tell you, I had to run to the store yesterday and I was mid putting it together. I came home and my cat had chewed through the light cable in multiple places. So I spent then an hour patching up the light set and I was able to get it to work again. So I'm about halfway through that build right now.
It's a good looking set.
It is a good looking set. And then picture this, on either side of the front door, I'm going to have the farmer's market carrot guy on one side minifig and the corn costume minifigure on the other side, inviting people in. And then I'm going to get a nice clerk for the inside with the overalls. They have a guy called Mr. Produce, I think. I'm going to try to get him inside. Not only do I really enjoy the Lumi Brick sets, I almost have become a fan of how shitty their minifigures are, because then it forces me to incorporate Lego into the fun hole,
Right.
which is like a whole different like mini game that I get to play. So like once I get the set, then I can start looking at the minifigs that make sense to fill it the rest of the way out. And because I've been buying minifigures for so long, I have a bunch to choose from. And then if not, I'm not looking for anything rare, so I can, usually scoop one up on eBay or somewhere like that for, less than $10 that'll fit the set. So I'm excited about that one. I already have I don't know if I have the carrot guy. I think I do, but I haven't found him, but I for sure already have Mr. Corn there. I for sure have him. He's actually, you have to search for Farmer's Market sometime again to pull up. Now, there he is. See that first guy? Yeah. I'm going to put him on one side of the door. I'm going to put Mr. Corn on the other. And see, somebody like that guy, I'm going to have inside the store. Oh, Peas, too. I forgot about Peas. I have him somewhere. I think Peas is actually a lady. I don't have Watermelon.
Have watermelon. I have like two pizzas and two hot dogs.
I have two hot dogs. I did have two popcorns, but I gave a friend of the show Marshall 205 one. I gotta find Peas. I forgot about Peas. I'm gonna get him on there. Something for the kids when they come by the store.
And so remember, we're going to that Lego convention in October, so you might be able to get whatever you're missing or pick up
Yeah,
some
I don't have
extras.
any chill though. I want them now.
Yeah, I know.
For the cheese house, I was able to put the goat farmer up front with the goats, because he's got like the backpack full of cheese. So I was able to put the goat farmer up there, and then I have the little cheese costume from one of the minifigs. So I got a little girl in the cheese costume, and then I got the goat farmer out front of the cheese house.
Nice.
So it's pretty legit. But that's a whole fun thing about the minifigures is, or about the Luma Brick sets. Their minifigs are so shitty that it inspires me to combine them. And I wish we had a Lego store closer so that I could go buy the three packs like you have pulled up here, because they constantly have costumes in there.
Yeah.
And I'm not so worried about them being like an official like minifigure from a set or a series. It's just that I want ones that make sense for it.
I got
It
you.
just, it's fun.
Like with that newspaper stand that I want to get a good newsboy.
Yeah, with like the Sam Jackson hat on. Yeah.
Someone when I
Hey, scroll
go
up. What's
to
that? What's that carrot house? A little more. Oh, it's a bunny house. I don't like the bunny. I like the house.
I think I have that one.
There's
Look, I
a
think I
there's
have
one.
it.
Pull up set 60345. This is one that I gotta find because I want to park it outside of the farmer's market. But it's a retired set. I'm trying to keep the cost low, but it's a farmer's market truck that I think would look super good next to the store, like their little mobile unit they take out. It comes with a guy. And also, I think this is an older set thing. But if you look, that guy has a name. His name is Horace. And I don't think they name the minifigures anymore.
No.
If you look at the front of that box, it has a picture of the farmer and it says Horace.
Oh, yeah,
See
see
at the
down here
bottom?
on the, yeah, right there
Yeah,
on the bottom.
has a damn name.
Was he in the Lego movie then or something, maybe?
Maybe. It's part of the city set, but yeah, he has a name. So that it's super confusing. I don't think I've ever seen one that had a name. But yeah, so it's 310 pieces. I don't know how old that set is, but I want to find it and get it. There's one on eBay right now that's up for auction. I have my eye on it. It doesn't have a buy it now, but it is only 1150 right now. But that would be awesome to put next to that farmer's store. I think it would really tie it all together.
Well, on Monday, if we go, if I go to that, or if you go, maybe I'll look for that one for you if you don't go.
Yeah, that would be a cool one to have just to tie in. So I really like the little like meta game of like finding sets that work with the or minifigures
Like
or
that setup right
pieces.
there.
Yeah.
Is that why? Look at that. The bunny.
Yeah.
Like a food
That's
truck.
the truck from that set. Then it also comes with a little plot, little garden plot. Yeah, so it comes with that little garden plot off to the side. Yeah, that's the full set with grapes and shit growing, corn. I will say that corn looks better than the corn that came with the fun hole set, so I may have to order some Lego veggies and swap them out. Because I like to fix the things that aren't congruent. There also, I have a major issue with there is the most adorable little cooler that has stuff in it in the fun hole set. And the problem with it is that it is not to scale. So the store is to scale, but that cooler is not. You'd have to get on a ladder to get stuff off the top of it. So that bugs me a whole lot that they broke their own scale. And then the other thing is there's a section where you have stuff on the shelf and one of the stickers, first off, it has stickers, they're not printed. But anyways, you store the milk outside of the fridge in part of it, and that bothers me too. Because you don't store milk out on the shelf. It's gross.
What about this city farm and barn?
It looks, I like the greenhouse on it, but that's all I would want for it. I did just buy the tractor though, and I have that pig farmer too. I have that guy. He's super generic looking. He was a poly bag. I just bought a tractor.
You get him?
Yeah, so that's what I put with my greenhouse. The Lumi Brick greenhouse. I bought that one
Okay,
because it's got a bunch of pumpkin
I just
stuff.
showed him Lego polybag sets 30590, farm
It's
garden scarecrow.
so good because it came with little circular plots like that on the Lumi Brick set. And then so I meshed it all together. It looks perfect. See, that's the tractor I bought. Just got it for when I do the barn. The Lumi Brick Barn. So it's a fun little game I play with myself. Oh, is that a farmer's market? The Brothers Brick. I need to poke around. These look like old city sets.
This one look
I need to.
Mr. Produce. in the corner.
I kept seeing Mr. Produce listed.
Supposed to be his set.
It looks like it comes with a P guy too.
60347. Shoot.
Never seen that one either. It comes with a forklift too, which is pretty rad. The Lumiabricks Farm store is better. More detail, but
Yeah, there we
oh
go.
yeah, look how good it is. Even it has the same fresh sign that the truck has. Can you still buy that one?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't see a price on the Amazon listing.
Retired product.
Yeah. I'll have to do some looking, do some poking. I won't break the bank to get them, but if I can find them cheap, I will. Ooh, reselling for 118 on Amazon. I bet you could find it cheaper on eBay. But yeah, I'll poke around and look. So on the Prime days, I bought a couple Animal Crossing sets, and then I bought the Disney camera and then the Lumiebricks farm store. And that's all I got for Lego on Prime Day. No video games, didn't see anything worth it.
Yeah, I didn't buy any video games for Prime, but I did get the Amazon Luna controller.
Oh yeah, that's fun.
Because it was on sale for $39.99.
Yeah.
And it sells for like $39.99 if you just sell the controller. So I was like, well, shit. I'll just
You have to
get
let me know
it.
what you think of it once you get it in and start using it.
Yeah. Because I've claimed a whole bunch of the games, so I was like, well, might as well.
You have somewhat a built-in little library. Plus, if you subscribe to the Luna Plus, I think it's like $3 a month or something like that. It gives you access to a bunch more.
And then I said I didn't buy any games. I kind of looked, but I didn't because I still have so many other games to play. I did buy some Legos off the Amazon Prime, or from not Amazon Prime, but Lego had their own version of it. So we got the moon car. You get the moon car, got the space set, got baby Yoda or Grogu in a little capsule. And then I got the big black Tron space set, which I'm a huge fan. And I bought it for the normal price of 100, and then it went on sale a week later for $80. And so I messaged them and they gave me $25 credit.
I try to tell people all the time, like when that happens tonight, every time I've ever messaged a company when they put something on sale, and I'm like, hey, can I just be issued this credit or do I have to return the thing and then buy it again? And they always give me the credit. I've never had a company tell me no.
That was cool because they could only give me 20, but they gave me 25.
So that's, I've always had companies do what I think is the right thing in that case. So don't hesitate to try that.
Yeah, and I bet, and also they probably looked and saw that I bought so much over the
Plenty,
years.
yeah.
Like, oh, well, he's just a buyer, so it's not just someone who's not trying to just skate the system.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go over some new stuff then, unless you got something else.
No, that's it.
All right, because there's a.
All I was gonna say I got my moon car in also, but I haven't built it yet. I'm excited about it though.
So the first thing we're doing goes in order PlayStation news first. PlayStation Plus game catalog for July. They added a couple games on here. Bluey, Planet Zoo, Biotech Factor, Banishers, Cyberpunk 2077, and Risky Rain 2. Bunch of games on here. Planet Zoo apparently is like a really popular one. They put on Tropico 6
Yeah,
is
it's the Planet
also.
Coaster guys. I should try it. I've downloaded Planet Coaster and never played it. I would probably like Planet Zoo.
They added
You gonna get that
Tropico.
Bluey Platinum? That Bluey
No,
plat?
no.
Because you've been getting the shit plats lately.
Wait, I haven't gotten any shit plats in the last couple
Pretty sure
months.
Marshall 205 wants me to point that out.
Yeah, Tropico 6, New World Atrium, Twisted Metal 3, and Twisted Metal 4 is also on there. Yeah, I mean, he said he was going to say something when he got on about the my easy
Yeah, but he never
platinums.
gets on.
All right, so GTA 4. The game might have some PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5 ports. They rumored about having Red Dead Redemption. And so GTA is going to probably, maybe not do a port. You can only play GTA 4 on PlayStation 3. So it's almost about time if they wanted to port the game over to PlayStation 4 and 5, you can. Also doing it Red Dead Redemption and maybe Red Dead Redemption 2.
It's cool. I'm not going to go back and play those again, but it'll be cool.
Yeah. See, Astrobot has added some new levels and some new people. I don't know if you're going to jump in and try to get those or not, but it's actually some really, really cool ones. They
Yeah, I
added
am. I got to get them.
Serge from Serge or Serge from Chrono Cross, 2B from Nier Automata, Cloud from Final Fantasy VII, Atsu from Ghost of Yodi, and then Sephiroth from Final Fantasy VII. They had a couple of new levels and a couple of new figures. They're right now in the picture I'm showing, they're showing Cloud. It looks pretty cool. He's got green eyes instead of the blue with the other Astrobots.
Yeah, I need to get back in there because I think I missed the last wave of new stuff also.
All right, so Last of Us 2, they introduced a new remastered version of the game. Well, not a version of the game. It's still, if you have the game, you can still play it. It's a chronological order where you can play the game in chronological of how the stories unfolded as you're playing through the characters instead of doing the story of one person and jumping to another person and going back in time. So it just follows the playthrough of each. They've added some new skins and some new trophies for playing it in that version. I think it's just a way to get people back in there to play. But it's a cool idea.
Yeah, I think so. It'll fundamentally change how it feels.
Not, it was because we're on last. Naughty Dog has come out with their Naughty Dog's 40th anniversary came up, and they came out with these skateboards, and they have one. It's like a big knot on the back of it. Says Naughty Dog, and in different fonts from the different games, and then there's another one with just Last of Us on the back of it. It looks pretty. I'm not a skateboard guy, but those look pretty cool if you want to display some cool art.
The Naughty Dog one's neat.
Speaking of Naughty Dog, and we were talking about Lego earlier. Neil Druckmann found a guy who makes Lego sets. Where's the guy's name at? They had him. What's it? Kubricks is the person's name. And with this new game coming out, Intergalactic, Heretic Prophet, he made a Lego version of the ship and the minifigure, and Neil Druckmann saw it and decided to get his own version of it.
Super cool.
And then, if you want to build it, you can. There's a website you can go to on Rebrickable. You buy the instructions for $10, and it gives you the instructions on it, how to build, and then all the pieces you need. And then on here it says that the pieces will be about $140 if you went to go buy it.
So you have about 150 bucks in the set.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
All right, so I'm not into plushes or anything like that. I know people are really, really into crazy into plushes. I play Fallout 76, and there's a big thing for plushies in the game. Now apparently PlayStation 2 has its own big, super big plush, and people are going crazy over it. It's 16 and a half inches tall. It's on Big Bad Toy Store. I buy a lot of toys from them. They're legit. And it's the plushies at a price of $30. I'm not going to get
That's
it or
cool.
anything, but I think it just looks cool if you're into plushies.
If you're decorated in game memorabilia, it'd be something cool to throw on the couch.
A PlayStation 2, 3, then maybe you get a 4 and a 5. But right now they have a PlayStation 2 version. All right, there's this new game coming out on a PlayStation 2 VR or VR2. It's called Hide the Corpse. And apparently it's pretty popular and going crazy. I don't know if you've seen this or not.
I haven't, but it sounds like a good time.
I'm going to show you a little 30-minute trailer clip.
30 second, probably
Or,
30
yeah,
minutes
30
before
seconds.
we
I'm sorry,
get
30
into
minutes.
this.
So you have to pick the guy up. You have to stuff him.
You have to have the body and all the evidence.
Yeah.
That's fun.
And you're just dragging him
There's different
around, and you're tearing
modifiers to
up the
make
whole
it easier,
house.
harder. Yeah, it looks like the controls suck, which is good. That's what the guy kind of game needs like that.
Don't get caught. It comes out August 18th. If you want to check out the video,
I would play it.
Again, it's called August. I mean, it's called Hide the Corpse. Or there's another good little game I think you might be playing. Probably it's called Time Flies. They announced this a long time ago or mentioned it. This is gonna be coming out. It's coming on PS5 on July 31st, and you play as a fly, and you have to go around. You live for 76.4 seconds. And so you have to do a bunch of little stuff. Here's the there's a little interactive video. Here it is on the bottom.
Really good.
As you just play as the fly, and you have to go on this little controller, and it tells you what to press. Press X, press start, go left. You have to take the controller on, and you have to do everything really, really quick.
Yeah, we'll probably check it out.
And again, it's called Time Flies. You can check it out on there. All right, next one, Ghost of Yodi has announced a limited edition sets or like whole consoles. There's two different consoles coming out with limited edition, like the plates and controllers. You can buy the plates and the controller separately.
So are you going to buy both those controllers?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. So there's a gold one and a black one. It's basically the same thing. And
there's nothing wrong with the controller. It just sucks that you have to buy two because they changed the color.
Mm-hmm. So it's just a white controller, all white, and it has like some gold on it. And the black one is the black one with the black on it. And there's
Before you move off PlayStation, I did buy the system looks cool. I did buy Farm Together 2, which just came out.
Farm Together 2.
For the show, Marshall 205 got it too. So those that have not been around for a long time, we all played a ton of Farm Together back in the day. Gerald and myself have the platinum.
I didn't even know
the second one's been out on Steam for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Finally made its way to PS5.
I didn't even know they came out on PlayStation 5.
It just came out.
You can only play as two player, right? Can't play more than.
I don't know how it works. I do remember though that you're not constantly wanting someone at your farm. It's like they come in, do what they can help you with, and then they leave.
Mm-hmm.
Up
to 16 players.
Oh yeah, you can have everybody at the farm.
Oh yeah.
It is $25. It's reviewed very, very well on Steam and on PlayStation already, but it is. Mm-hmm. You can see it's a 4.82 with 151 ratings, but it's $25. But I'm excited about jumping in it. We just bought it last night. We didn't play it.
Well, yeah, I'm going to have to buy it too. I think I got like $30 in credit.
Yeah, so I just want to let people know that's out there.
Okay. I'm sorry, I did play. I did play some more Medieval Destiny, but I only got two nights in Medieval Destiny. All right, next one, some Xbox news coming out here. Xbox had to take out Wipeout for PlayStation 1. It got ported over to the Series X. They had to take it off, but apparently they, on the port, they used someone else's CGI on there. So they had to go on and PlayStation told them to remove it because it wasn't all the way theirs. Someone else had like a little thing on there. Then to take it off. A modder did something.
It's called Anti-Gravity Racing Wipeout. This is what the game was called.
It was just a port for both Wipeout 1 and 3.
Somebody trying to be sneaky. It also shows you the scrutiny that these games go through that it was able to move right through and get on the store.
Yeah, and apparently it happened to another game a couple years ago like that also. Next one, Forza Horizon 5 is almost on pace to take over. On here, they're making a big thing about the Astrobot, of how many copies it sold on PlayStation compared to Astrobot. It's sold about 2.9 million on PlayStation right now.
Yeah, it's a strange flex that I keep seeing everywhere where they're saying that Forza is selling as many copies as what was last year's Game of the Year. But I'm like, it doesn't make it better, though. It just, lots of shit sold better than Astrobot on PlayStation 2.
Yeah. Like, Call of Duty and Madden sell more than just about anything every year, and they're not always better.
College football outsold everything. You're going to tell me that's the best game of the year?
Right.
You know, it just, I get it. It's a flex, but to me, like, that's not. That's not apples and oranges, but that's fine. And I've been seeing that story everywhere.
All right, so Xbox, there's a user that showed the Steam Deck, and he showed how he can play Tony Hawk's 3 plus 4 on the Steam Deck by just going into his, where did he go? Battle.net. He went to Battle, his Windows, pulled over on the Windows and played Battle.net, and played on there smoothly. So there's, he was saying basically, if you have a Steam Deck, you don't really need to buy the Rogue Alley or anything like that. Or new the Xbox, you can play all the Xbox stuff on a Steam Deck.
The Steam Deck has an Xbox app also. I think the deal there is he's actually playing them natively instead of streaming them. But yeah, you don't need a Rogue Ally unless you just want one. And they're going to be pricey, but they're cool too. And I have no doubt that the interface on the Rogue is going to be better than what the Steam Deck one
Oh,
is.
yeah, no, it's a little newer also, so it's made for that.
Yeah.
Next one, 8-Bit Duo has a new Xbox mobile controller with Hall Effect triggers. It's for basically you stick your phone inside this controller, and you can play the games.
It looks very nice. It looks very large. One thing I don't understand is like I feel like Backbone mostly has this market cornered, and I don't know what their sales look like. So it's weird time to jump in to me, but I will say their products are very, very good.
Yeah, and Backbone, they're. And they every all the Backbones went on sale. They're all like
Yeah.
$20 off and stuff like that. So they have dropped the price on the Backbone. What was there? Oh yeah. So this one, there's an article talking about gaming subscriptions have reached all-time high, but the Xbox sales have dropped. They're down 30% compared to last year. Then the Nintendo Switch, service has dropped 44%, but PlayStation's sales have went up by 3%. So there's 3% more people playing have a PlayStation subscription than they did last year. And I Xbox and Nintendo have fell, which I'm weirded out by seeing Nintendo drop by 44%. Because they're talking about the Nintendo Switch Online. In this article, they mentioned how there's like Switch Online, Warcraft, EA Plus, Ubisoft Plus, and a bunch of other ones like that. Just to play games. You just don't need to have those other ones do it.
I mean, it's a cause and effect. I mean, the more they push Game Pass, obviously, the more sales are going to go down. You know, they think that that's the future. I tell you, it's a tough way to make money, but being able to sell on Xbox is definitely help, or on PlayStation is definitely helping.
I love on this ad right up here to have this chick, and she's in a sexy pose on
Yeah, it
the
also says start on a lonely planet.
ad. All right, Xbox Design Labs has been on has then been down for the last 6 months. So Design Labs is where you can design your own custom Xbox controllers, and
It's
people are
odd to me that
wondering
it's
what's
down.
going on. It's like, it's why has it been down for this long? And all it went
Well,
down is to refresh the website. Now it's all it was.
the picture that they have for this article is a good-looking controller.
Yeah, it is with the purple, the green, I mean the orange and the blue.
Yeah, it's a good-looking controller.
I like this at all that one
The
right
Fallout.
there.
Yeah. Interesting.
All right, Xbox is giving away a limited edition controller. It's only one, and I want this one. It's a Beavis and Butthead Call of Duty controller.
I love the way they showed it off right there.
Yeah, right there. He's got the doing the cornholio, the head's
It's so
over.
cool. Like the holder for it.
Yep, the has a little, you can see Beavis's hair up on the top. He's got that the
It's so
cornholio
cool.
hands with the toilet paper. I did fill out the thing to try to win this. No, I won't, but I think it's cool.
We definitely can't win it if you don't try. So,
Yeah.
I mean, who knows, right?
You never know. I'll put it in just to see it. I'm not going to go crazy and buy Xbox controller because I'm a Beavis and Butthead fan. I think might as well try it and see if I can get
It'd be
this.
super cool to
Especially display because people are like, oh, it's Call of Duty, but they don't realize it's a controller the way it's set up.
Yeah. The least cool thing about it is that it's Call of Duty. Like everything else is super awesome. It's neat.
All right, next some Nintendo news on here. Nintendo Switch 2 is on Amazon now. You can actually buy it from them. There is a little caveat to it. There's some little restrictions. It's like an invite request. You have to request it. They verify the Amazon account, make sure you are a legit Amazon user to be able to buy
Yeah, for those that
it.
aren't aware, Amazon and Nintendo have been beefing.
Yeah. All right. There's a company who has tried to repair the Switch. iFixit. They bought the Switch 2 Pro controller, and they've opened up and see if what problems could be on there, and learn how to fix. They said it's a mess on the article. They said it's a piss poor controller. There's a lot of parts inside of it that more likely will fail, and it will have to be fixed.
I mean, I would expect a company that gets paid to fix them to say that they're not very good and well, they will need to be fixed because that's what you would do. You're just letting people know that, hey, they're going to break when they do bring them to us.
Yeah, we know how to fix them. They're saying,
Yeah.
and there it says the controller, like the Joy-Cons on there, or the joysticks are a hard and pain to take off compared to the last model. But maybe Nintendo doesn't want you all to fix it. They want themselves to fix it. Kind of like how you buy a new car and pretty much most of the car shops around here don't know how to fix it. You have to take it back to the dealership. They put all this extra stuff on here to get to it.
Their exact quote, "This is a piss poor excuse for a controller."
Yeah. All
That's
right.
pretty extra.
So there was a little glimpse of the video for Nintendo N64 Switch Online. And in the background right here, you could see all these other games in the background. So someone went back and they're like on a Reddit, and they went out there to try to find out what games are on there. And they've come to the conclusion they think it's going to be Donkey Kong 64, Forsaken 64, Glover, Super Smash Bros., and Rayman 2 are the games in the background right here that will probably end up on the Nintendo 64 Switch Online.
I love that that Switch that they're showing with the purple see-through N64 style controllers. That looks so awesome.
Yeah, the pro little what is that called
I'm
where you can
not
see
ever
through
going
it?
back and playing a 64 game ever, so.
Yeah, I forgot what these are called when you can see through them.
They're
Translucent.
just like the translucent ones,
Yeah,
yeah.
translucent.
Nintendo was hard on the translucent back in the day.
Especially the Game Boys, all the different Game Boys.
They did a ton of 64s too.
Yeah, red, yellow, blue, purple, green, orange, a bunch. All right. Next article. Nintendo will discontinue Switch game vouchers entirely in 2026. On January 30th, which is a Friday, it'll cease to exist. If you do get a game voucher in between that time, you still have 12 months to purchase or to redeem it. I've never dealt with
I
the
think
game
I'm going to be
voucher
switching
thing.
over to their new format.
Yeah. You ever have to deal
Whatever
with a
new
game
one.
voucher with any Switch things you bought?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, me neither. Next one. There's an article saying be careful and when you buy like Switch 1 and Switch 2 games, there are a lot of counterfeit games out there. And if you try to put the counterfeit game in your Switch 1 or Switch 2, it will brick it. It will break it, the game, and you don't have to get called Nintendo to fix it. They said just be careful when you buy the Switch games because there are a lot of knockoff versions. It's
A lot of shitty people out there.
Which I didn't realize. I think I said before that they have Game Boy games that are knockoffs. All right. So the FBI announced that they've found a ROM website that dealt with basically for the Switch. They marketed a modded Switch game, and they went through and seized the website. And it was basically a dozen of domains. I'm not going to name them off, but on here there's at least one, two, seven different domains that hosted pirated video games where you can download them to your Nintendo Switch 1 and 2.
I don't mind ROMs of games that you own, but you should have to buy them first. I mean,
Yeah.
Or if you have to download a ROM for a game that they have decided to not make available any other way.
Right. So Nintendo or Animal Crossing has partnered up with Crocs to come out with these limited edition Animal Crossing Crocs.
They look so good.
Yeah, they do. And they do
Look,
have them in adult sizes.
Oh, and they sell the packs separately. Those bitches.
Yeah, to get the little piece.
To get the little faces. That one shoe has a house on it, which is also incredible.
Yeah, so the men's size is up to $84.99 plus tax.
So here's the deal with those. I love them, and I would highly consider getting them, but I won't wear them.
Yeah.
But they are awesome.
There's been a lot of Crocs I've seen that I want. There's one I actually would have wore. It was like an elf Croc. I have an elf costume. I was like,
Yeah.
I might wear it with that, but I didn't
They have
buy
a
it.
bunch of fun ones. The Buzz Lightyear and the Woody ones are good. They have a NASCAR one that has a sweet spoiler on the back. I feel like Croc leans into the fun.
Yeah. Next one, it's a little store because it's a game I played. Arcade Archives 2 Air Combat 2022 is a game that's on the Nintendo Switch. It's a cheap little weird looking game, this Air Combat game. And then they came out with a Air Combat 22, which basically was a Top Gun simulator. So it looked like Top Gun, and that game ended up turning into Ace Combat. This game is coming out to for the Nintendo Switch. To where you can play it, which I think is pretty cool. The original, like, weird looking version. So, if you wanted to see how the original Ace Combat looked, you can play this Air Combat 22 and see how it was. I know you don't play the Ace Combat, so, but I love the Ace Combat games.
I played them a little bit way back when, but they don't do anything. If I was going to play one now, it would be in VR.
All right. So, here's an article about Subnautica 2. So, the company studio Unknown Worlds has is suing the publisher Krafton for $250 million because they were going to get his payout if they finished Subnautica 2 during a certain window frame. Well, Krafton decided to lay off the development company before they can finish it. And so there's a big loss of $250 million. Krafton came back in internal emails that were leaked on there saying that they wanted more. They wanted 30% more game to be put out before they fired him and let him go. And the Unknown Worlds is basically saying, you just fired us, so you didn't have to pay us $250 million before the game, because it's like 6 months away. And so it's like a big thing on there, and people are kind of upset because they've been waiting for Subnautica 2. It was like this number two reserved or pre-ordered game on Steam, or wish game on Steam.
Subnautica was such a good experience. I hate that this one, the second, has been so messy.
Yeah. Fallout 76, the boss for Fallout 76, has teased when the Fallout Season 2 show comes out. They will have a crossover, a big, huge thing on Fallout 76. People are wanting to have like the character skins for the main character Lucy and some other ones on there, but they said they can't do that because of timeline wise. Fallout 76 takes place at a different time than the Fallout TV show, but people are still wanting to have that on there, and so they're going to figure out a way to maybe do that. But there's going to be a lot of crossover events on that. As a Fallout 76 player, I'm excited to see that.
I'm excited about the show coming back.
GameStop is auctioning off the stapler that damaged the Nintendo Switch 2 screens. And there's auction off for charity. How much you think the controller, as of the time of the article, which was July 10th, which was a couple days ago. Where do you think the price of the stapler is at right now?
$500.
It is at $16,900.
I don't know if people are gonna, if like, if this is like, if people would actually pay for this.
No. Here, update it as of today, $249,900.
Yeah, but I could see this being, first off, GameStop has zero feedback. And I could also see the people who buy this not paying for it.
It ends in 3 days.
Where's this story from?
Original story, just Nintendo
Nintendo
News.
News.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't buy that.
It says they're going to donate it to Children's Miracle Network Hospital.
A lot of times when these things go viral like that and the bids get crazy, I always read that the like they don't back out. Like the top 10 or 15 bidders aren't willing to pay for it. People just want to do it to be a part of the thing.
And to just raise up to any ridiculous amount.
Yeah.
Next little news article, the last one for this gaming. The NBA 2K26 is coming out for the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series S and the Nintendo Switch 2. They said all the versions will be the same, which some people are like, well, it's going to be weird. The Nintendo Switch 2 will be the same graphics as the PlayStation 5 and X, so they had to come out and say it'll be the same as the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One version of the game. They had to go back and redo the article on it when they first, or the NBA 2K when they first announced it.
That article still says it will be the same version as the PS5.
They said this has proven to be false as 2K game published saying that this will be, which will be
So
based
it'll be
on.
the same as the PS5, not the PS4 version.
I'm sorry, I got it backwards.
I was super confused. So, yeah, the Switch 2's graphics are on par with current gen Xbox Series and PS5, and then when those new systems come out, PS6 and whatever Xbox does next, then obviously Nintendo will be behind again. But they were able to catch up. They should have done it earlier in the cycle, but yeah,
Which
to
I think
make
is pretty
life easier for
cool.
the developers
I
and publishers for sure.
think it's pretty cool. I don't play the 2K games anymore. I haven't played any of the sports games in a long time. And when it do come up free, like I did play one of the basketball games from like a couple years ago, and the baseball game, I think MLB The Show 2023, I think it was, or 2024. It was free for like a month or something. I played that. All right, we talked some Lego in the beginning. We're going to talk some more Lego right now. They did announce a whole bunch of series, like people who got the 10,000 subscribers. I'm not going to go through them, but there was a lot of cool ones. One thing I did put on there, Lego has announced the Transformer Soundwave set 10358. It's officially announced. It does look cool. It does transform into the little radio with the open up cassettes. You get two cassettes you put in there, and it does speak. Is going to be for $189.99.
Yeah, it has a sound block. It's actually a super cool set. I'm not a Transformer guy, but it's awesome.
Yeah, it does look. I'm definitely going to get it because I have the other two. Now, when they announced this and they showed it, they also, in the picture here, people are wondering if they've kind of alluded to the next two sets because behind it in the pictures are two sets back here, and both of those sets are Transformers. So people are wondering if it's going to be the little Amblin's guy, which is I think Jazz, and then the other guy is like a yellow fork crane.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. This set's really cool. Both your cassettes also transform.
Yes, into
That's really cool.
Ravage, and I forgot the what the other guy's name is.
Yeah,
Ratchet and
pretty cool.
Grapple are their sets names. The next one, Lego is going to be at San Diego Comic-Con in 2025. There is a booth, they're set right next to the Mattel Creations booth, which I thought was kind of interesting.
They're liable to go fisticuffs over there.
I don't know if Mattel said, hey, we're going to sit next to Lego. So when you go to Lego and you come out and you see the Mattel ones, like, oh, wait a minute. I think that's a marketing. I think they did that on purpose.
I still want the Squid Game set. I still think I'll eventually end up with it.
Oh, for Mattel, the Squid Game one.
Yeah,
I've
it
seen
looks
some
cool.
people putting that together. Looked pretty cool.
Yeah, looks cool. I kind of want it, so.
Now, anytime the San Diego Comic-Con comes out, there are exclusive Lego sets that come out. There's usually brickheads, minifigures, and they go for crazy amounts, like
I'd
thousands of
love to be able to
dollars.
go. It's just so far for us.
And then you're looking at thousands of dollars just to go. And then I'd be mad if I couldn't get to the Lego booth in time to get one of those sets.
Something like a New York Toy Fair or something like that is much more feasible for us.
Oh, even
We could scoot Dan
Chicago.
up on the way.
Oh yeah, down for that one. But Chicago's only what, 8 hours away
Yeah, it's
driving.
not bad.
So that's all the news for Lego, but I did want to come over. I found some of the cool things. Here's the very first ever Lego commercial from 1955. In black and white.
Kids, it's just a bunch of kids with their minds blown. Everything they're showing is super generic based on today's standards. Have you ever felt like the old bricks, like from the 50s? Do they feel the same?
They do.
Town plan, that was this. It looked like it said Lego signature is what it looked like.
I mean, I said the sets I have from the 70s, the bricks are the same as what you make today. I mean, you can
Yeah, I was
barely
just curious
tell.
about these old sets. If they even feel the same.
Look at the boxes they used to come in.
Yeah, Lego system. From $1.95 to $25. Made in America by Samsonite, which is even more weird.
All right, so here's another one I found. It's this cool mail robbery. This is the trains from 1983. Dialogue is hilarious. It's a bunch of
That's just
mobsters.
mob feel, yeah.
Look at that
Oh, they've got a
city.
nice little setup. He's heisting it. They're planning out the heist. Is that what they're doing?
This I just pretty I just I found it here. Here's like another little. I have four little commercials. There's another one of that same type of train set, but it's the father and son playing with the train set. Now
The
people
dad looks
want,
like a Wish version of Matthew McConaughey.
Now people want that, how that train, where you press the buttons. They want to know why Lego has not continued on with the train sets with those buttons.
Yeah, it's cooler than the trains they make now.
A bad little point, but there it is, right there. You could press the button, stop and go. Wait, it's all set. You can't get that now. You cannot buy that. Like brand new, you have to get this old set to be able to do this. Your
Does it work
motorized
with the
train set.
new trains?
It will work with the new motorized trains. You just have to find the motorized tracks, which they don't make the motorized tracks no more with the train set. And here's the last one, which I have that one right there, 566. I have that set.
Wow, the use of color there make me uncomfortable.
Now you see the minifigures; they look like the Lumi brick. They're Lumi brick size.
Yeah, they're not right.
They're
The
not.
torso, I think, is what the problem is. The torso is very long. The legs look close. It's hard to tell in the grainy video, but the torso is longer than the legs.
So the minifigures back in the day were not the same looking as they are now.
The Lego minifigure is the most streamlined, product that they make. Like the minifigure, like they have it correct. And they don't need to change anything. I mean, they're perfect.
Was trying to see if I can just show the. Yep, here they are right there. There's the original.
Oh yeah, they have round heads.
Yeah, they were pretty horrible back in the day. And look at their bodies. The bodies were just made up of bricks.
Yeah, I don't like those at all.
All right, well, that's all I had for this week. And I guess you don't have anything to say or anything else. You never really do.
Oh, it's a big fat episode.
Yeah. right. As usual, if that's just support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Contact us on our socials, game_stitch at Ho Epin Show. This is episode 647. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.